This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson. He's coming up right after this.
It's time for Donnie's Mail Sack. Let's reach way down into Donnie's sack and find another listener letter. Here's Donnie Baker.
Yeah, here's a letter, man. Dear Donnie Baker, I'm in a bit of a quandary and didn't know where else to turn. A gentleman recently moved into the house next door. He seems to be a charming fellow, but does have one unfortunate habit. He has taken to trimming the hedge that runs along our mutual properties and does a rather shoddy job of it. I want to relieve him of these duties, but don't want to hurt his feelings. Any suggestion you might have would be greatly appreciated. Signed, Baffled in Boise. But yeah, I got two words for you, man. Candy ass. Or maybe that's just one word with one of them lines in the middle. What do you call that anyways? A hymen? Hey, is candy ass hymenated? I don't know. And I do know this, man. If you do hymenate it, you're an even bigger candy ass than I first thought anyways. Right. And you can't let this jerk walk all over you, man. Because neighbors are like family without the benefit of compatible blood types. So hell, you can't even bum a kidney off this guy anyways. We got no control over who our neighbors are, man. Face it. Same as we got no say in our relatives. But what we do control is how much respect they give us. Man, my mom Phyllis used to hang my bed sheets outside my bedroom window for the whole school bus to see. Just cause I was a bedwetter through the 7th grade. But it backfired on her, man. No respect to me. I did the same to her. I just towed the kids on the bus. It was her room. And that's what prostitutes do when they're off duty. Man, in the next 2 years, half the faculty at our school paid a visit to my house. I swear to God they did, man. But I've had bad neighbors before. Like this one guy who always complained about my dog because he kept finding big steaming piles of dog crap in his lawn. But that just proves what a jerk-faced idiot he was, man, because I don't even own a dog. Probably wished you'd have used a double bag now, don't you, Mitchell? Man, what you got to do is get all puffed up and loud, walk around with your shirt off, and tell this hedge got to back off anyways. And you'd better be prepared to back it up. I mean, I'll throw down with anyone. I swear to God I will, man. Anytime, any place. I'm like Tyson. I just got one rule. Don't hit in the face, because that's how I make my living, man. Man, once your neighbor sees you're willing to go all Russell Crowe over something as stupid as some bushes, he won't be over all the time borrowing your stuff anyways. And if he does decide he wants to dance, and I got two more words for you. Sucker punch. Man, there's definitely no hymen in that. I swear to God there's not.
The views expressed by Donnie's Mail Sack do not necessarily represent the views and opinions of the Bob and Tom Show. I swear to God they don't.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom.
On today's
extra.
Big show, the Ace Cosby joke of the day show. Plus Red Fox and Donnie Baker. It's anybody all coming up right after this.
Oh, gosh. High life?
If you really desperately want one.
Do it.
There's one in the refrigerator.
Okay. Oh, there's three in the back that. Refrigerator.
Okay. When's the last time you shot a beer?
See,
a
gunner still works here.
Oh, that's right.
Come on, the man needs his medicine. Where was I?
You ever shoot a beer, Tom? Open the top, suck
that's
it all down?
That's called shotgun, not shoot.
Shooting beer. Well, we called it
shotgun. I've done both. I've shotgun a beer and beer shooters. Are you familiar with this, Tom?
No. Mm-hmm.
A girl taught me this at a concert once.
Oh, yeah.
A beer shooter is when she takes a drink of beer and then you kiss... And she shoots it into your mouth, and then you swallow it.
She spits in your mouth.
That's gross. How much did you have to pay her to do that?
Well, at two, hookay.
You know what Josh has just described is the same thing, the snowball, Tom. Can I tell you
that? No.
Let's let Al explain snowball.
We've been joined by a gentleman, Al Jackson, comedian, one of the hosts that you'll see on the TV. Al, of course, is on the desk at the Daily Blast Live, or as they call it, DBL. And we were talking about, it's fun, I can't believe this is just a kind of a coincidence, Al. We were talking about ties today, specifically bow ties, and I asked the question, are there any people who sort of famously still wear a bow tie on television? And I go back to the great Irving R. Levine, newscaster. But also, is it Charles Osgood? Was he the guy I'm thinking of?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He wore a bow tie a lot. Louis Farrakhan, Pee Wee Herman.
Tom, it's interesting we're talking about this because I was talking to one of my friends the other day and I asked him, how many people in the population do you think can tie an actual bow tie?
Right.
What would you get out of 100 people? How many? I would say six to eight.
Oh, I would say fewer than one.
I was going to say one.
No. Yeah.
Wow.
That could tie a
First of all,
tie?
How many people wear one out of 100? The answer is less than one or whatever, fewer than one.
How many people can tie a bow tie in here?
None.
I can't.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, my son was really into him for a little bit.
I got you.
Yeah.
I have a bow tie.
That... Part of the Nation of Islam. There was a weird bean pie phase he went through.
Mom, I'd like to tell you.
Mom, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad tells us.
It was weird, Al. They were stopped at an intersection. All of a sudden, they're buying this newspaper.
Next thing you know.
Wait a second. Al Jackson has joined us. I have a bow tie because I had to wear a tux, which I've worn twice since I bought it 20 years ago, and it's got a clip on thing that goes around.
Sure, yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a bow tie. What I used to love though was when Sammy Davis Jr. would undo the bow tie, he'd be all sweaty and singing with Frank.
Yeah,
remember those days? That was pretty cool.
I've seen footage.
I think there's a look that people don't go for a lot because a lot of people can't pull it off. I'm trying to think who in the room could pull it off, and that's the bolo tie. Because
there's that one lawyer
most
that wears
people them. Can't, but some people can in a weird way, and you want to make fun of them, but you're like, that looks kind of cool on them, but I know I couldn't. You have to be like a Southern oil man,
right,
or maybe like front man for like a bluegrass Kentucky indie band.
So the bolo tie is like sort of a medallion with two little strings type thing.
And it's coming back. It's really big in the hipster community right now.
I think my older brother Sam has more than one bolo tie.
I like it.
He does.
And he's worn them. He's worn, in game situations, he has worn a bolo tie.
Okay.
I don't think Brad Pitt could get away with wearing a bolo.
Yes, he could.
Or Clooney. Really?
McConaughey could.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, yeah.
It would depend on the character. Those guys are good enough actors that they could... there's that one lawyer that always has the fringe jackets and the bolo tie.
Oh, what is his name?
He's got FU money, so he can do whatever he wants. He can wear a tutu, they wouldn't care.
And Tom, thank you for not making fun of what I'm wearing today. If anybody can't see, I'm wearing a suit and tie.
Well, you look handsome.
I look like the third lawyer that you hire after you realize you can't pay the other two.
Is that a suede jacket, Al?
No, it's a wool jacket. And you know what, man? I just picked it up from the tailor yesterday, and I talk about this. I have a financial show that I do with my friend where we talk about how to save money. And you go get like a suit jacket that doesn't fit from like the Goodwill and then go get it tailored, and it looks brand new.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, that's very nice. That's a very good
look.
Are you going to wear that on set today?
I am. I'll be wearing this on the TV later today.
Okay. DBL.
Shout out.
That's
the hip way to describe
it. Boy, there's nothing that brings anything to a screeching halt like you trying to do anything cool. I've never seen anything like it.
Well, I was watching.
It's like an accident in the middle of the road. It's like,
I was watching one of the clip of the show, The Daily Blast Live, and
DBL.
Screech! And you know, one of the lesser performers on the show, not Al, was bloviating. I'm sorry, Al. Al is a great performer and a great comedian. He does great on the show. So that's a very nice looking suit, Al.
Well, I appreciate that, Tom. You're talking to me like I'm a son that you only talk to once a year, and you're like, you're doing good. You're dressed well. You're still employed.
I've had a lot of practice talking like that.
And you go, hey, can I come spend the summer with you? Yeah, we're pretty busy, boy. Yeah.
But that's a great suit.
Yeah, we really don't have any room.
Are you wearing pants, Al? Do you have pants on?
I am. I don't. Okay. You know, there's too much. You know, obviously the Jeffrey Toobin stuff. First of all, I'm closer to being a boomer than not. And so I'm very cognizant of not making that fatal. Because did you guys hear about that professor at the University of Miami that was doing a Zoom class and sent out a porn link? Like, he showed his screen and it had the tabs for whatever the homework was. And one of them was like huge boobs, co-eds or whatever. Yeah. And he kept it up there because he was such a boy. He didn't realize. So it just was up there for like an hour and a half. So like, I'm very worried about that. So I don't, I don't use this computer for anything but work. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, we have to do the occasional Zoom meeting. I had a couple of them yesterday, and I can see why Toobin did what he did. Yeah, so frustrating and boring. And
I'm just gonna have one off.
Slows everything down.
Well, I might as well go at myself. I've got a little time here.
I read an article once, and they interviewed the CEOs or whatever, and they said, "What's the biggest waste of your time?" And they said, "Meetings."
We need to have a meeting about that.
Oh, God. Does everyone have to weigh in on this, or can we all just agree to move on?
Tom, can I ask you, have you ever walked away from a meeting and been like, that was really insightful. I don't know where I would be without that meeting I just had. Ever said that?
It's
like,
rare.
I mean, out of 100, you know?
So rare.
Unless you're like talking about implementing some new software or like, hey, from now on, we're going to do this on Fridays or like something important. But I think a lot of times a meeting is like, what did we talk about last meeting?
Right.
What are we going to talk about this meeting? Does anybody have the minutes from last meeting? Does anybody have any input from last meeting? And then what's our next meeting going to be about?
Right.
And everybody's like, what if you can just sit there thinking about nothing?
If you can tie a bow tie, we'll cancel the meeting.
Do you remember? Well, I had high hopes for a meeting here a long time ago. We had it at a hotel room. Remember this?
What?
The guy wanted to get away from the station. So we went to a hotel room. They catered. It was like a all-day thing. And they were just coming up with ideas for promotions and and the only thing that I remember is they came up with a mascot, and it was a carp. Remember?
Yeah. A carp?
Yeah.
Like the WKR. It was the worst, biggest waste of time.
Wow. Tom, I told you about my mascot issue, right, with my daughter's volleyball. Did I tell you about that?
No.
I don't think so.
Oh, my God. Y'all, Jesus Lord. Okay. I know we got to get to the thing. Okay. So, you know, my daughter plays volleyball, and she plays club volleyball. And for people who don't know what club volleyball is, it's volleyball that costs $2,000. That's what that is. I don't know if you need me to break that down any further. And you know, she was doing her statewide tournament. It was in California. So, you know, it's up in San Jose and all the, you know, it's in the convention center because all the teams from the state are there. And I'm like, this is the $2,000 volleyball. What am I getting for this? And because her team is horrible. I love her. Terrible. It's like, it would be like a Disney movie where, you know, like the team's terrible and then a coach that's kind of down on his luck and an alcoholic like finds a team and they both show each other, except the coach never shows up and they just stay terrible. Okay. Like that's what the movie would be. And so like, I get there and I'm seeing mascots and I'm like, oh, okay, well, this is where my money's going. There's mascots. And then I'm starting to see more and more of them. And I realize that the San Jose Convention Center is also sharing a space with furries. There was a furry convention there, and there were thousands of furries all over the convention center. I mean, thousands. And it was, I guess it was the national convention, but I realized, I was like, we look at furries as like this weird kind of offshoot of society, but there was a lot more furries than there were watching people watching their daughter play volleyball. So I'm like, wow, who's really the freak here? Because we're the minority.
Can
clearly
you imagine
the furries.
How happy the furry whose daughter was playing volleyball in that tournament was that day.
Two birds.
Al, they had a furry convention right near here, and it's a place where there's a hotel attached to the mall.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine was in the mall. He took a picture of a guy with a tail coming out of his shorts.
Oh, man.
And the guy was getting a sandwich or something at that deli there. And,
you think it was a belt type thing?
Well, apparently, judging by the way the skimpy, it apparently was held in place by some sort of plug device.
All right.
It's, yeah, so, hey, whatever it's, you're into, it's a
lot
I guess.
It's a lot of people in the furries, Tom. Like, I didn't know. I thought it was like something that we all just kind of laughed at, but it's like there's a lot more people into furries than I think anything else.
It was just an answer to a New York Times crossword question the other day. So.
No kidding. Okay.
Well, Al, just to answer your other question, celebrities in bow ties, Bob Dylan, Neil Armstrong, Bruce Springsteen, Philip Rivers, Clint Eastwood. Some of those that occasionally wear the... I mean, if you're Neil Armstrong, you can get away with anything.
Mm-hmm. Who's the young, the Old Town Road? What's his name? Doesn't he wear
Lil Nas X? Yeah, he might wear a bow tie from time to time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't think I could pull it off.
A bow tie or a bolo tie?
Bolo.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
And then what is the Colonel Sanders tie called?
Yes.
That's a bolo tie.
That is a bolo? Okay.
I thought the bolo tie had like the sliding turquoise and the...
Well, I don't think it necessarily has to be.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. Well, let's move on, Al. We got to train me here to get a little bit hipper. What have you got for me?
All right. Here we go, Tom. You know, I have proof of you wearing a bow tie, and I have the receipts. What does that mean? The receipts, Tom.
I have the receipts. Photographic evidence?
Yeah. So, yeah, use it in a sentence. You nailed it. Tom, again. This is happening, Tom. You're getting good.
Al Jackson and I were in Dallas together, and we actually had dinner together. I have the receipts. Wait a minute. That sounds like I just paid.
No, those are literal.
Yeah, it sounds like an expense report.
That just sounds like a little.
That doesn't.
Okay, let me try.
Tom, that sounded like a flex. What's a flex?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
A flex. Showing off.
Yes. You guys are not seeing this.
No, we're
like that. It's like 40 minutes into the Karate Kid when he's starting to catch the fly with the chopstick.
But here's the thing. We know that once you say put it in a sentence, he's going to blow it.
Yeah. It's back to my man, 20 grand receipts and flex me.
So it's like watching a kid finally catch the football, but then you have to watch him run to the wrong end zone.
First of all, Chick, the expression is my man, 50 grand.
There we go.
So flex would be...
Is flex like front, Al? Don't front me? Or is that...
Would it be fronting on somebody as you're flexing on them. Like, hey, man, I'm in front of this girl I'm trying to date, and you're like saying that you pay for my airline ticket. Dude, you don't have to flex on me in front of this new girl.
Oh,
like,
okay.
It's like the thing, like, don't play me, dude. Like, dude, I know what you're doing.
Oh, so I think I had it wrong.
Yeah, just flexing is just like, hey, I got something over you.
So if you were, let's just say you were a single guy and you were meeting someone that you'd met online at Starbucks, and you pulled up in a super fancy car, would that be flexing to show off?
It would be a flex. I mean, it would just be cool if I didn't say anything. But if I got out of like a Lambo and just was like, hey, what's up? I'm Al. Let's get some coffee. She'd be like, all right, that was a little bit of a flex, but I'm with it.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, very good.
But she's with it.
Now, let's go back to...
Tom, try that. But it might be a little bit of a flex, but she's with it.
Well, I was at the library the other day.
Yeah, where are you? Okay.
I was asking the librarian to help me find the first edition. And she was really with it when we went into the...
That went about as well as I thought it would.
Yeah, it was dim-witted.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Come Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay. Anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party, and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's going to hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh. Are you going to ask?
We're
going to
go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the
heck? On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm going to ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm going to get away with it.
Oh, boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.